Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know that. I enjoy the time we spend together. I enjoy the time you spend making fun of me. I read those emails. Yes, I do. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, like I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, I say stuff like that, and you guys, I still get emails from you saying, you know, like, how? How can I be part of the solution? God, listen. Right? Real simple. Head over to the website, get involved, read the stories, find out how you can be part of the solution. Because it is true, it's exactly what we want. We want you to be part of the solution. So get informed. Once you get informed, it's all cool. Don't be cool. We don't want you not to be cool. All right, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like, to show you that the loons just won't stop. And they believe this stuff to be true. And, here we go. It's the crazies pile on, and they look at you like you're the nut jobs. You ready for this? Remember little Jerry Nadler? The Weeblos guy. The Weeblo guy, right? You remember this commercial? Weeblos wobble, but they don't fall down? He actually argued on the House floor today, taking babies. Ready for this? Ready for this? Taking babies to the hospitals who survive abortion procedures endangered the baby. The alternative is to let it sit there on the table and die. I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused here. And you guys who believe in abortion, you're okay. Do you understand what he? How does it endanger the baby? Now the doctors, the Democrats prefer the abortion doctor let the baby bleed out on the table. To quote Mr. Weebles, the problem with this bill is not that it makes anything. It's not that it provides any new protection for infants. The problem with this bill is it endangers some infants in saying the infant must immediately be brought to the hospital where, depending on the circumstances, that may be the right thing to do for the health and survival of the infant, or it may not. That is the problem here. It directs and mandates a certain medical care which will not, which may or may not endanger the baby's life. Not funny. He's calling it a baby. He's calling it an infant. He'd rather let it sit on a table and die, bleed out. I'm sure that's a total comfortable thing to do, right? Totally comfortable to bleed out. Now, Gerald Nadler says it's dangerous to take babies who survive to the hospital. God. You know, that would be an admission that they're babies, right, Jerry? And not clumps of cells. That's what I mean. Remember, Barack Obama voted 4 times. And you guys who voted for him, you voted for a baby killer, basically. He voted 4 times while he served in the Illinois Senate. Right? He, in support of this infanticide bill, there's no other name for it. This was before he was in the U.S. Senate in 2005. He opposed the life-sustaining treatments for babies born alive after a failed abortion. It's just amazing. You know why? Because he said it would force the mother to have to revisit a decision she already made. No. Forget about the baby. Let them take it to the hospital. Let them fix it or take care of it or bring it back to health. And give it to somebody who gives a crud about the kid. Then you don't have to revisit anything. You've given it up. It's gone. You were going to kill it. You failed. And let it go on to a home that's loving, that will care for it, that will take care of the baby. There are so many parents that would take that baby in a heartbeat. Look, I don't care what's going on in your life when it comes to killing a child. You don't want it? You can't afford it? I am sure you can get somebody to adopt it. On October 10th of 2012, the Women Speak Out PAC. It's a super PAC of national pro-life Susan B. Anthony lists. They announced a $150,000 ad by a Virginian to unveil a new television ad. The ad, which exposes President Obama's opposition to legislation providing equal treatment to babies, will be played at the press conference. Today, they couldn't get that played anywhere. There'd be no way to get that out there. Seriously. And it's terrible. They don't even want you to have information, good, bad, or indifferent. They claim it's false, but it's not. They don't want you to have any information that might change your mind, that might go against what they're pushing and believing, because you might find it to be true. Oh, my God. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Is she? Joe's here, host. Okay. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you go. Oh, that would help, huh? That you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of The Clue. That we should call ourselves now, The Clue? What do you think? Man, I'll tell you what. Biden extended the COVID emergency Omicron subvariant, the XBB.1.5. This could go on forever. We'll run out of numbers before we run out of variants, don't you think? Besides, the Pfizer and such haven't made enough money yet, apparently. They've extended the COVID-19 public health emergency until April as a high transmissible Omicron subvariant is stoking concern that the U.S. may face another wave of hospitalization. So what? We already did it. You would think these people know absolutely nothing about medicine. Absolutely nothing. COVID-19 public health emergency remains in effect, and as HHS committed to earlier, we will provide a 60-day notice to states before any possible termination of expiration. You know what this means, right? Governor Newsom is going to take another stab at total control for a few months. Right? I mean, they claim they need to do this to protect us. They ain't doing a very good job of protecting us. There's still people dying. Still things going sideways. Listen to this. This is the comment. In September, Joe Biden declared the COVID pandemic is over in a sit-down interview with 60 Minutes. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work. But the pandemic itself is over. Then leave us alone. Go back into your hole or wherever it is that you hide between appearances and leave us alone. Some of us want to be left alone to die in peace without the government on their back. Boy, that would be a kick, wouldn't it? It's just amazing. Yeah, we'll do a bunch of stories rapid fire just for fun. What else is there? Biden. You guys, see, once I get his name on my lips, that's it, I'm done. Not only was the Russian collusion debunked, right? Washington Post now admits that the Russia had very little to do with the 2016 influence on the voters. So the Obama lie now is unraveling. Now, nobody wants to hear it. Nobody on the left will fess up to this ever. I don't care what it is. Right? It's now well known in even the Mockingbird media circles that the Russia collusion has been almost entirely debunked and based on the lie of a document funded by Democrat operatives. What's her name? Hillary the Clinton. I am going to be nice to say about her. Don't know what to say. I mean, really, we know she's evil. Funny how Behar thinks that everybody else is evil, everybody else is bad except for their people. Their people are wonderful. And even Joe Biden, who's been caught in lies flat out, they're not willing to admit it. They will cover for their own to the death, even if they know it. They know that they're lies. Anyway, that Russian collusion, totally, totally debunked. Rod Rosenstein has admitted that there was no evidence of collusion in August of 2017. This is while he was under oath and being questioned by Lindsey Graham. So was he lying? As the Russian collusion was being thoroughly debunked, not just with the Mueller report, but later on with the Durham investigation and Michael Sassoon. The Igor Denchenko trials, all of them proved that the dossier was not real. But you won't hear that from them. Why? Right? The Brennan Center in 2020 claimed that there was an ongoing attack using similar tactics at the 2016 election. Right? And again, always, Bernie Sanders will never have a chance to be a president as long as the people running the DNC keep running the DNC. Right? The Washington Post, who won a Pulitzer Prize for their coverage of the Russian collusion, is now under heavy scrutiny as they quietly released a study out of the New York University that claims the Russia meddling in the 2016 election impacted relatively few users. And most of those users that impacted were highly partisan Republicans. Right? Think about that. Come on, let that sink in. Let that marinate for a second, right? Russian influence operations on Twitter in 2016 during the presidential election reached relatively few users, most of whom were highly partisan Republicans, and the Russian accounts had no measurable impact in changing the minds or influencing voter behavior. Went on to say, my personal sense coming out of this is that this got way too overhyped. Josh Tucker, one of the report's authors, who's also the co-director of New York University Center. He said the meaningfulness of the Russia tweets, now we're looking back at the data, we can see how concentrated this was in one small portion of the population, and how the fact that people who were being exposed to these were really, well, really likely to vote for Trump anyway. We can't find any relationship between the being exposed to these tweets and people changing their attitudes. You know, the beauty behind something, we already knew this. And they know how much power they have. And until we get the people to understand that they're being played in many ways, not just this, there are so many other things they're being played on. Right? Nothing's going to change. Right? Nothing is going to change. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. When we come back, you're not going to believe this one. In Michigan, there was a city council that okayed Islamic animal sacrifice because they want to appease the Muslim community. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Three people, including two children, injured after they were shot in Washington, D.C. Wednesday.
The young children, appears that one child is 9 and another child is 6 years of age.
Are they just coming home from school?
It appears that they were coming home from school.
Authorities say an altercation involving several people on a Metro bus spilled out onto the street. One of the people fired shots, hitting two children and an adult male. Their injuries appear to be non-life-threatening. Many Californians may now be faced with checking their insurance policies following this recent bout with heavy storms. NBC Los Angeles listed listed a number of situations on what could be covered or not covered depending on a plan. The Insurance Information Institute says a standard plan for your home or condo does not cover damage from a flood. Folks need a separate policy for that. Mudslides and similar events also not found on plans. Meantime, if a tree fell on your home, insurance will cover that damage. However, if it lands in your yard and your home is not hit, be prepared to open your wallet for removal.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Road Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, getting engaged, getting involved. Yep, Michigan City Council decided we're going back to animal sacrifice. Yeah, you heard me. Dawald Walid, the Director of Terror and Tide Council on American Islamic Relations, also known as CARE, their Michigan chapter said that the animal sacrifice, it's not something new or novel. This is when Muslims recognized Abraham sacrificing a sheep instead of having to sacrifice his son. Can we do it? Will we be able to do it? I'm sure as Christians we can find something or someone or, you know, something or whatever to sacrifice. So the council approved the Islamic animal sacrifice only at home for the moment. And you watch. It'll be out there like the twerkers. Everybody should be able to see it. Residents of the Detroit area community with a large Muslim population can sacrifice animals at home only for religious reasons. Hamtramck City Council explicitly approved the practice. Well, it was 3-2, actually, so it wasn't overwhelming. Another step in recognizing a cultural shift in a city whose 20th century history was shaped by Polish immigrants. Muslims often slaughter animals, typically goats or sheep, or pay someone to do it for them. Right? Meat is shared with family, friends, and the poor, or supposed to be. The Hamtramck Council in December voted to continue the ban of animal slaughter, but reversed course at least for religious reasons. Now, their legal told them, hey, look, people follow the religious faith, or the Islamic faith, this is a norm for them. So you might have a problem holding back. And you know what? Do I believe in it? No. Don't think we... Well, as Christians, we don't need it anymore. We had the ultimate sacrifice, Christ. No reason to sacrifice the animals anymore. But I always said the same thing. You know, if we were fighting for that, what would happen? Look what happens now. This is why I tell you, it's so important. We are a representative government. So important for you to elect people that are on the same page as you. It's really that simple. You know, otherwise, yeah, you know, look at what they got because of the people they were able to elect. And yes, and someone in the chat room said, look, they could steal pets for sacrifice. I don't know, but I know, again, in the days of the Jews, in the old days, that
animal had to be without blemish. So I don't know if you could do the same thing, or stealing an animal makes it without blemish. I don't know, but whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Yeah, you know what? I never did finish that. I'm going to finish it now. Deal with it. You know, when I say there were demons among us, I mean, we're talking about Jerry Nadler and 209 other Democrats who voted to allow a baby to die if it beat the abortion process. Think about that. If a baby went, fought and won, we're still going to take it out. Because is it the mom hated that baby so much? Is it the Democrats hate those babies so much that no matter what, they must go? Even if they beat the needle, even if they beat the chemicals? But the real interesting thing is how dull these people are. Do you want to hear? Yes, let's hear Nadler's comments again. I don't understand this. So Nadler says that the problem with this bill is not that it makes anything, well, it's not that it provides any new protection. The problem with this bill is it endangers some infants in saying that infant must immediately be brought to the hospital. Where depending on the circumstances, that may be the right thing to do for the health and survival of that infant, or it may not. Right? That's the problem with the bill, he said. It mandates certain medical care, which may not be appropriate, which may endanger the life of the infant. How? You've got a baby that beat a process that was meant to kill it. It beats that process. You get it to a doctor. How worse can it be? Right? I would say at this point, I don't believe you care about that baby at all. The life of that child in any way, shape, manner, or form. But they're all for killing. And now they don't even have a problem calling it a baby. They have no problem not calling it a blob of cells anymore. And here we go. Moderna CEO announces the new mRNA shot for heart failure patients to help grow back the new blood vessels. The new blood vessels that they're destroying. God bless. In the statement released on Monday, the pharmaceutical company said it currently has 48 programs in development, including 36 programs that are currently being tested in clinical trials. The programs include the mRNA infectious disease vaccines and the mRNA therapeutics that span several different modalities. We entered 2023 in a great position with significant momentum across our clinical pipeline, a highly, highly energized team, and a strong balance sheet. Oh, God. Over $18 billion of cash and cash equivalents. Listen, I think it was Pfizer made $82 billion. And over half of that in proceeds from the shot, from the vaccine. Hello? Let that run around your head for a while. With our infectious disease franchise continuing to accelerate with an exciting near-term catalyst for RSV Phase 3 data, and the flu phase, by the way, as well as our rapid advancement in rare diseases, promising cardiology programs, the Moderna platform is delivering across several modalities. Our progress is meeting the high expectations we set a few years ago. To get as many of you people vaccinated as possible so we can make as much money as humanly possible. It's just amazing. Our board has approved a significant increase in our R&D investments with a budget for 2023 of around $4.5 billion. It's going to be a very exciting year for Moderna. Well, of course, they got the coverage of the government. They're going to come up with all kinds of vaccines and fixes. We'll see what works and what doesn't. And now they're working overtime to come up with vaccines and come up with a way to cure cardiac issues. Gee, I wonder why. Now, one of the vaccines it's working on, ready for just coincidence, total coincidence, is the treatment for patients suffering heart failure. Well, with the interview with Sky News, the CEO said that we're now in a super exciting program. We inject mRNA people in the heart after a heart attack. It grows back new blood vessels, revascularize the heart. But basically, what are they doing? They're fixing the problem that they created. Now, Moderna CEO Stephanie Bancel, she announced the new mRNA shot just a few days ago. And she thinks, they think it's a very exciting time. Yeah, I knew, like somebody said, it's not like they created a problem, and now they're going to fix the problem. Because they know what it is, they know what caused it, they know what drugs they have in there. 855, love to hear what you have to say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-553. You know, we did this story the other night, and I got to come back to it. You know, a little further. Now we have another. Remember, I told you I was looking for information on the vaccine. Some numbers. I just kept running into all these stories about these young men and women now that are dying. All of a sudden, just dying. The second high school student this week reported died suddenly within a week in Las Vegas after suffering from cardiac arrest. Perfectly healthy kid. See, the high school student at the Amplis Academy in Las Vegas was found unresponsive. We'll talk more about this after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Head up to the website, joemessina.com. Joemessina.com. Sign up for the email blast. Sign up for the text messaging. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
God bless America. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Again, down the road of we're losing young people. We're not used to losing them to drugs. Well, I guess we kind of are. Second high school student in a week died suddenly within a week in Las Vegas after suffering from cardiac arrest. Now, the Las Vegas was found, they were found unresponsive, or she was found unresponsive in a bathroom. After suffering a cardiac arrest for unknown reasons, nobody knew why. Jordan Blister, 18, passed away on Sunday suddenly and unexpectedly after suffering that arrest on January 3rd. There's no explanation as to why. You know why. His heart stopped. Just stopped. It's up, I don't know what, 1,600%? There were less than 30 2 years ago. Now it's almost 1,600. We heard about this last night. According to Brister's father, Conrad Brister, it took 25 minutes before he was found dead. He added that during that time, Jordan's heart had stopped on more than one occasion. In a statement, the public charter school stated its personal rendered immediate medical assistance to Brister. Jordan was admitted in ICU at the Southern Hills Hospital and was pronounced dead. Yeah.
What's it going to take? See, we thought when more and more kids died, they'd find a way to stop. They'd find a way to hide it and just simply stop it. But if it's true what some people are saying, which is this is the overpopulation global crowd, they won't stop. They want you dead. They need you gone. That's the whole idea. I mean, what's the other reason for it? If you're telling me it's to keep you safe, if you're actually still buying the fact that you have to get inoculated so that you don't pass it along, so you don't give it to somebody else, I don't even, at that point, I don't even know what to do with you. You are scary. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Somebody in the chat room says it's a design from the UN Agenda 21. They're depopulation. You know, it's funny how they say they try to get you scared, right? And they try to say, hey, look, we've got all this stuff going on. There are 8 billion people on the planet. 8 billion. So we have a problem. We've got to stop having children. We've got to stop this. We've got to stop that. And you sit there and say to yourself, wait a minute. 8 billion on a planet this size? We have vast wasteland, if you would, in the flyover states here in this country. So what's the problem? I'm going to ask the question, what's the problem? There's plenty of room for these people. And don't, you know, this is the same crowd that told you if we didn't straighten out our act back in the late 60s, early 70s, there'd be no place to live on the planet. That, in essence, craziness, right, that in essence what would happen is we would lose, what did I say at the time, 2/3 of the population? We wouldn't be able to feed ourselves. We wouldn't be able to grow food. Who are these people? And where are they now as the crap hit the fan? Nowhere to be found. That's where they are. And then you got, Al Gore. I can't even say his name without choking up. You got Al Gore sitting there. As we recently found out, we have more polar bears now than we had when he was born. But they're going to keep pushing this stuff on you. They really are. Because you're going to buy it. The proof is that you wore the masks for weeks. Well, seriously, weeks, a year. Well, some wore them for a year. Some wore them for about an hour and a half. Some still wearing them. Even though the CDC has come out and said, no, they really don't do anything. They really don't help. But you never hear anybody talk. You ever notice that? You never hear anybody talking about that. And I don't believe you will. That's personal opinion. There's no way in God's sweet earth that they're going to allow you to talk about the fact that the masks don't work, that the shot didn't work. We've got video. I mean, I could play it for you guys if you wanted, but we got video after video after video that has who? It's got Fauci. I mean, it's got all the biggies on there. Talking about how, you know, you got to get the vaccine. It's 95% effective. You got to do this. It's 95% effective. And you watch the percentages drop as time went on. Why was that? Oh, I know why. Because it didn't work. They knew they were going to get caught. And it didn't work. Right? You think about something. A year ago? 12, 14 months ago, just for clarity of understanding, there weren't thousands of children being diagnosed, mass diagnosed with heart conditions It wasn't like it snuck up on us over a period of years when we finally hit the max. No, we were fine. We had some issues, nothing major. Athletes were in perfect health. They weren't dropping dead suddenly from cardiac arrest. Stillborn and miscarriage rates had not skyrocketed, and babies were not being born with heart conditions. Oh, and blood clots, too. The system is about to attempt to normalize all of these. These aren't going to be rare occurrences. We've seen a major uptick in heart conditions over the last few years because of the climate crisis. Yeah, right. Okay, whatever. Really, that's really what it's going to boil down to. They're going to blame everything on climate change. Oh, and gas stoves. Yeah, no, don't forget that one, right? They've normalized autism, ADHD, SIDS. I mean, all these diseases or issues that have been on the rise since we've been doing more, if you would, supposedly fixing things, or making it worse. But really, think it through. The better we technically are supposed to be, the worse it gets, right? I mean, look at the idiocy that we're buying on a regular basis. Somehow now, calling yourself non-binary categorizes everyone else as binary or non-binary. That creates a... Ready for this? This is how ignorant we've raised our children. That in itself creates a binary system which makes you binary again. Do I need to repeat that? Did you get that? Right? It's like these nutshots that say there's no such thing as male or female. But then what do they do? They protest the homecoming king and queen by saying, no, we should allow males to be king and queen and females to be king and queen. Well, which is it? Do you want male and female, or don't you want male and female? That's my question. Man, we'll work around it. Make up your mind. All these people, they are so, so confusing. Back to the shot for a second. I want you to think about this. What was it back? We went from 95% protection, and this is the WHO now, to 70% protection. And then from there, it went to 50% protection. This is all in a matter of a couple of months. Crazy. Right? No protection, but reduces the spread. Oh, doesn't really reduce the spread. Now, these are all about 6 weeks apart. Doesn't really reduce the spread. It just reduces severity. And then it doesn't really reduce severity, but reduces hospitalization. Doesn't reduce hospitalization, but you aren't going to die. Now they should just come out and say, you're going to die, and hopefully you'll go to heaven. 855-REAL-JOKE. Any comments, questions? 855-732-5563. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. You know, guys, I got nothing. It makes me crazy. So, receive your host. Don't go far. Lot more. I got a lot of crazy stuff coming up next hour. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't leave me here alone.